We're cleaning out the sound fridge. It's one more thing.
Armstrong and Getty.
One more thing.
Before we get to cleaning out the sound fridge, which has its own jingle, which is fantastic. This is awful. I mean, it's an awful thing that happened, but this clickbait around COVID has got to end. New York Post, this is on Twitter. Georgia boy dies of COVID-19 as cases surge nationwide.
Oh, boy.
That's a one-off, extreme, weird, like getting hit by lightning while being eaten by a shark story. And they combine it with as cases surge nationwide to make it seem like to stupid people that your kid is at risk today. How do you do that with any, you know, and sleep at night? That's an awful thing to do.
And not stupid people, people who aren't hip to how predatory the news business is these days. Well, the click business. The click business takes many forms, from news sites to cat blogs to look at these historical pictures you can't believe. There's just always some woman with enormous boobs.
Well, and by the way, the boy dies of COVID-19 as cases surge includes a cute little picture of the four-year-old.
Oh.
It's just, that's awful. That's so exploitive and wrong.
Yeah, I know.
God dang it. You ought to feel ashamed.
I hate the
for
media,
yourself.
Man.
Okay, getting back to cleaning out the sound fridge, which was an idea I think Joe came up with when we have leftover sound clips. It reminds me that I've got to, for reals, clean out my real fridge full of food. That I'm a bachelor at this point. I mean, I live, you know, there's not a woman in the house. And my refrigerator has become a disgrace.
Really?
I got food that's been there too long. When I open it up, it's always, close that quickly.
Oh.
Yeah, I know.
Wow.
I got to deal with it.
It's smelly, even with the right?
Yeah.
Even though it's cold in there?
Even though it's cold in there, it smells
that's
horrible.
A bad sign.
Yeah. So I don't know what's in there, but I got to clean it out today.
Bad sign. Hey, Michael, did we play both of did we play the Bezos joke, the Colbert Bezos joke?
No, we never did.
Well, let's clean out the sound fridge.
Bezos was sure to spread the thanks around.
I want to thank every Amazon employee and every Amazon customer, because you guys paid for all of this. So.
Bezos told the crowd he brought some special objects with him on his flight.
These are Amelia Earhart's goggles, the ones she flew across the Atlantic with solo.
Okay, that's an interesting choice for a good luck charm. Okay, we've got Amelia Earhart's goggles. We have a chunk of the iceberg from the Titanic. And in here, I've got Abraham Lincoln's playbill. Let's go.
Oh, boy.
No one wants to come? Okay.
Too soon.
How about that? And we've talked about this many times over the years. I've constantly been amazed at how management and corporations don't understand how their messages are received. And regularly companies I've worked for, management, you know, CEO, whoever, will send out an email and it's a universal fail. And I think, how are you that unaware of the way people ticked it in? But look at that one. Listen to the crowd's reaction to what Jeff Bezos said. And he had to think that somehow people were going to be happy about that. Is that because you've spent so many years now with everybody saying every idea you have is great, so you never like run them through a filter anymore?
Oh, yeah, the whole thanking Amazon employees and customers because you paid for this. Oh, you're welcome, sir. You're welcome.
The first thing I did when I heard it was groan, and there the entire right. audience at Colbert groaned. And no, that was universally like, F you, was the response to that. And he thought it somehow was a good idea.
No wonder your fridge is rank. You need to move more quickly when you're cleaning out the sound fridge.
It's been 15 years since I've thrown anything out of my fridge that was old. I had somebody else that was doing that.
Right? Your muscles are weak.
Yeah, and I'm not used to thinking about that, and now my fridge smells bad.
Yeah, throw out that Hamel, it's gray. You wait till it's green, then you got to stink. I don't know if I care about the men's U.S. basketball team. Do you want to hear clip number four, Scottie Pippen talking about even though they've lost a couple, blah, blah, blah? Go ahead.
I have one thing to add to that.
Okay,
so yes,
go ahead.
Let's hear it.
Yeah.
They're still the best in the world. I think those players are truly shown throughout their careers that they're some of the top in the game. So I expect you know, through Team USA.
All right, I'm already done with it. So it's that sort of fast-paced insight that has him in the announcer booth. It must be why he never had a second career there. So Scottie,
well, that and racism, according to Scott Pippen.
Exactly. So Scottie Pippen, who was Robin to Batman in the whole Chicago Bulls, Michael Jordan, Last Dance documentary that so many people watched during COVID, has a new book that is out in which he says the reason he didn't get to take the last shot in that one game when Jordan had retired, it was racism. That Phil is a racist, the coach, and that's why he didn't get to take the last, which is like that might be the dumbest accusation of racism, and this is saying something. That might be the most out of place accusation of racism I've ever heard. And you have to be a basketball fan to remember that whole story, and it's not worth resetting up, but just crazy.
Well, the great thing about, you know, it's a form of a privilege in itself, is you can level an incredibly poisonous charge against somebody, racism, with impunity these days.
Hey, hey, Scottie Pippen, I know you're the expert basketball player, but you've never heard of you're the person everybody expects to take the shot, so we're going to have somebody else do it.
And Tony Coach happened to be a great shooter.
Catch him by surprise. You've never heard that ever before? Okay, whatever. It was racism.
There's more fridge to clean out. Hey, Michael, do we need to set up five, or is it pretty self-contained?
Self-contained.
All right, let's hear it.
I'm losing my engine. I'm sputtering in and out and losing power. I've pulled carb heat. Everything else is in the green. It looks like my oil pressure has dropped.
All right, well, you can proceed direct to the runway 117 Tango's here, clear to land, and I'm ready for you.
Okay, it's coming back, and I'm losing it, and I'm over a residential area. I don't have a lot of places here. I have lost full engine power. I have no engine.
Roger, no engine. We got guys coming to you. I got Charlotte notified, and they're coming to you, 117 Tango's here.
Roger, I'm looking for a field here. I'm going to try to drop in.
Roger that.
I'm going to attempt a landing in a field right now.
117 Tango's here, Roger. I notified Charlotte. They got people sending as soon as they can to you.
I have touchdown. Holy.
Wow, that is a student pilot? Is that right?
Yeah, as a young student pilot.
Well, how does he not have his instructor on board?
I guess you have to solo, I assume, at some point.
Okay, so, well, at any rate, it's a young pilot. He murdered him and threw him out the hatch. Exactly. No, that's a young pilot whose engine's cut, and he managed to land the plane glider style, I guess.
Yeah.
Tower, could you stop routing dramatic music and, like, timpani beats at me, please? Boom.
And if somebody could run by Target and pick me up some underwear, I'm going to need a new pair of underwear. I'm not a fan of everybody's worst moment ends up on radio and TV now. I just don't like that. Now, that one, the kid might have been okay with that. But if I ever end up in a really dicey life or death, me and my family situation, I don't want it to end up on radio stations to be made sport of.
Entertain us.
I think it's just weird.
Yeah, well, that young man, whoever he is, has got the nerves of steel, and I say him for governor.
Okay.
Something.
He's going to get, what's the guy's name? I can't remember.
Ken Bone.
He's going to get Ken Boned. Somebody's going to go into his Twitter feed and find out he likes porn or something.
Oh, boy.
Thanks, Twitter!
He once said something rude about Guatemalans when he was in high school. So he's going to be racist, cancel him. And finally, country legend, legendary, wonderful songwriter, Dolly Parton hasn't lost her sex appeal at age, what is she, 80?
105.
I think she's 75.
Okay.
You're probably wondering why I'm dressed like this. Well, it's for my husband's birthday. Remember some time back I said I was going to pose on the Playboy magazine when I was 75? Well, I'm 75 and they don't have a magazine anymore. But my husband always loved the original cover of Playboy, so I was trying to think of something to do to make him happy. He still thinks I'm a hot chick after 57 years, and I'm not going to try to talk him out of that.
Oh, that's cool. I like that.
That is sweet, yeah.
Dolly Parton going to throw on the, I think she wore a Dallas Cowboys cheerleader outfit, didn't she, on the cover of Playboy? Am I right about that? Or am I remembering somebody else? But anyway.
No, I think it was just this black dress I'm looking at right here and bunny ears.
Hmm.
That's fun.
I remember seeing her in a Dallas Cowboys cheerleader outfit somewhere. Was it a movie she was in? Maybe.
Maybe just a fantasy.
Could have been just a, like a 14-year-old fantasy of mine.
Was,
I don't know.
Was Willie Nelson there in a bra and panties as well? just asking.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, let's see. Is there anything else we want to get to?
Her husband still thinks she's a hot chicken.
That's nice. That's
she
sweet.
Doesn't recognize you anymore. Who are you? Oh, that's right. You're her because she's had so much work done.
Right, right. And on the off chance you missed this during the show, Rand Paul's shocking disclosure on the halls of the Senate, clip number 33.
Transmissibility among mammals.
That's right.
That's right.
Half man, half beast hybrids running wild in
U.S.
the
U.S. Senator let slip in open session something that was only supposed to be held in a secret session about the government's creation of mammals.
Transmissibility among mammals.
They have a whole complex of cages below the Capitol, according to my sources, full of half man, half beasts. Shocking. Snake women. Beaver men. Iguana dudes. You name it. Sick.
Well, I guess that's it.